high school, that was, where did you graduate from high school? What school?
I graduated from Tahlequah High School, but I only went there 1 year. I went to DeMoor those 11 years. And so, and I would, of course, would have graduated from Moore had my dad not bought that resort. But I went to Tahlequah only 1 year. And, Toby Keith, my buddy Toby, who we lost about a month ago. Toby, fond of telling people that I was the most famous person ever from Moore High School until he came along. And I would get back at Toby, and Toby and I fished and hunted together quite a bit over the years. And I would tell Toby, because they've got his name on the water towers. You drive down Interstate 35, you drive through Moore, Oklahoma. It says the home of Toby Keith. It doesn't say the home of Jimmy Houston and Toby Keith. But I told Toby, Toby was 19 years younger than I was, or I am. And I told him, I said, Toby, my name was on that water tower before you were born. Of course, now I had to climb up there and paint my name on it myself, you know, in John Deere green. But it's actually a different water tower than I had when I was still there. It's a new water tower that was built after Toby went to high school there, as a matter of fact.
So you and Toby would consider pretty good friends, right?
We were good friends. Yes, we were. I got that call at 2:30 in the morning, my phone rang, and I looked over there and saw the name, and I answered the phone, and I said, we lost Toby a few minutes ago. And, of course, he battled stomach cancer, and cancer getting inside of his body. He battled that for, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, and the last few days it got increasingly worse. It's a really big, really big loss. He's a great Oklahoman, a great person, a great individual. He did so much that people didn't know he did, you know, and he was humble. Which, as a flamboyant personality and flamboyant entertainer as he was, he was really a very humble type man.
Your faith, did he share the same faith, and did you talk about faith issues with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. I don't think that he probably, you know, his faith is strong, and I will not, you know, say what other people's faiths are. You know, that's between them and God. But, you know, when we first found out about that stomach cancer, and he went down to Houston and had, you know, basically a lot of his stomach removed, I think 80% or something, he told me. But, you know, and his first statement was, I've got the Almighty riding shotgun. You can't get any better than that. And he said that many, many times over that 3 years, and that's what he hung his hat on. But, you know, I've helped Toby with some of his foundation stuff. And, you know, originally, you know, we started doing some stuff with him on a deal he started up there in Oklahoma City called Alley's House, which is very much like Ronald McDonald House in Memphis that St. Jude uses. And he started that because of a little girl named Allie, and I did not know the little girl, but that goes to his church there in Moore, and Moore Norman. I don't know which church he went to, but was in the Oklahoma City Children's Hospital up there, and so he started that place where the parents could stay and have free room and board, not ever have to worry about it, staying there while their kids was in the hospital with cancer in Oklahoma City. And that eventually worked into, I think, the OK Kids Corral is what he calls his kids foundation. But and that all started because of a little girl in his church. And we sold, over the years, we sold a few fishing trips with Toby and I that sold for a lot of money, you know, between $15,000 and $20,000 for folks to go fishing. We did one or two of those trips down here on our lake, on our ranch. I've got a 130-acre lake here, and we did one or two of those trips here. The last one we did over on Grand Lake. Toby had bought him a couple of houses over on Grand Lake at Shangri-La, and that's where he did that about you know, around the time that the COVID started. And that's where he kind of quarantined. He said, I'm quarantining on that Grand Lake and fishing and cooking every day. But he told me, and he pretty much he spent a lot of time down there. Him and Trish really loved Grand Lake, and Toby's house was he could go out one gate going out of that gated community and be at his Ranger bass boat that he bought from me, and or he could go out the other gate and be on the first tee at the golf course. Toby loved to play golf. Once he started playing golf, he sold out to it about as much as anybody. Actually, bought his own golf course there in Moore Norman, and he really played golf a lot and became a pretty good golfer.